Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Human and Machine, updated and expanded, Reimagining Work in the Age of AI, by Paul Doherty and H. James Wilson, narrated by Jamie Rennell. Those who can imagine anything can create the impossible. Alan Turing. See, the world is full of things more powerful than us. But if you know how to catch a ride, you can go places. Neil Stephenson, Snow Crash. Introduction. What's our role in the age of AI? The first edition of this book appeared amid a fierce and lopsided debate about the future of work in the age of AI. On one side, an overwhelming majority of observers predicted that AI-powered automation would wipe out millions of jobs around the world. On the other side, a small number of dissenters argued that AI had the potential to create jobs at the nexus of human and machine, and that leading companies would use AI to augment human capabilities, not replace them. Human and machine was among the first to make that case. In the ensuing years, the COVID-19 pandemic dramatically accelerated the adoption of AI by companies across industries. But a funny thing happened. Jobs didn't disappear, and companies that focused solely on supplanting humans with machines didn't prosper. The winning companies put people and machines in symbiotic relationships, each pushing the other to achieve what neither could do on their own, validating the human plus machine premise. Enter generative AI. It's the latest in a series of advances across 7 decades in artificial intelligence that have put us on the cusp of a major transformation in business. Rather than simply analyzing or classifying existing data, generative AI can create something entirely new, including text, images, audio, synthetic data, and more. Across business, science, and society itself, it will enable groundbreaking human creativity and productivity. Its emergence has made the debate about the future of work more urgent than ever, and triggered another round of doomsaying. This time, AI is said to be coming for the jobs of even more workers, and ultimately represents an existential threat to humans everywhere. We disagree. We see generative AI as a continuation of the potential for human-machine collaboration we identified 6 years ago, and which we have updated here in light of the most astonishing AI advance to date. Generative AI, with its great promise of increasing productivity and creativity, reaffirms the need for leaders to continue on the path we laid out in the first edition. While indeed a dramatic breakthrough, generative AI is also of a piece with the human-machine encounters that preceded it, and that are detailed in the sections that follow. The magnitude of the breakthrough lies in cracking the code of natural language. Now, with large language models, LLMs, like ChatGPT, almost anyone can put AI to work simply by communicating with it in their everyday language. AI is no longer the exclusive purview of data scientists, software engineers, and technologists, as virtually anyone in any organization will have it at their fingertips. This carries massive implications for companies in all industries. How massive? We analyzed the potential impact of LLMs on work time distribution across 19 major industries, weighted by their 2022 employment levels. We found that 40% of all U.S. working hours across industries have the potential to be impacted by LLMs. As Figure 1-1 illustrates, the impact on business functions will also be profound. But far from automating entire industries or rendering functional roles obsolete, generative AI will give new urgency to the imperative of the missing middle. Middle designates the space in which humans and machines work together to produce order of magnitude gains in business performance. It's missing because few companies have taken advantage of it, while their savvier peers have seized the opportunity to pursue the path of humans plus machines. The missing middle was a novel concept when it was first introduced in the previous edition of this book. Today, its relevance has only increased. Generative AI has vastly expanded that middle, pushing the potential for human-machine collaboration to every corner of organizations, transforming existing jobs and creating new ones. It threatens to open an even larger gap between companies that fill the missing middle and those that do not. Building on previous AI and offering the most powerful means to date of filling the missing middle, generative AI will lead to a sweeping reimagining of business. It will redefine leaders in their industries, and it will unleash the next stage of human potential. AI comes alive. On November 30th, 2022, OpenAI released ChatGPT to the public. Within 2 months, it attracted 100 million active users, the fastest any app up to that time had achieved that milestone. For the first time in history, people across the world had the opportunity to put AI to work themselves. Users were mesmerized by its ability to create coherent essays, articles, emails, and social media posts, engage in human-like dialogue, write computer code, and much else. And it wasn't just any old AI at last trickling down to ordinary folks, but a new form, and the most cutting-edge variety to date. Generative AI. Finally, everyone everywhere could see the technology's true disruptive potential for themselves. It's part of the new era in which the fundamental rules by which we run our organizations are being rewritten daily. AI systems are not just automating many processes, making them more efficient. They're now enabling people and machines to work collaboratively in novel ways. In doing so, they're changing the very nature of work, requiring us to manage our operations and employees in dramatically different ways. Take robots, for example. For decades, robots have typically been large pieces of machinery, usually sectioned off from human workers, that would perform a dedicated task, unloading a stamping press, for example. That specific task was part of a rigid, fixed chain of work that would generally include humans doing other, predefined tasks. For instance, inspecting the stamped metal parts to discard defects. Contrast that traditional assembly line with a factory where robots are much smaller and more flexible, able to work alongside humans, and where those robots and other types of machinery are using embedded sensors and sophisticated AI algorithms. Unlike earlier generations of industrial robots, which were typically bulky, unintelligent, and somewhat dangerous pieces of machinery, these new types of collaborative robots are equipped with the ability to sense their environment, comprehend, act, and learn, thanks to machine learning software and other related AI technologies. All this then enables the work processes to be self-adapting, with fixed assembly lines giving way to flexible human-machine teams that can be put together on the fly. Now, to fulfill customized orders and handle fluctuations in demand, employees can partner with robots to perform new tasks without having to manually overhaul any processes or manufacturing steps. Those changes are baked into the system and are performed automatically. The advances aren't just in manufacturing. AI systems are being integrated across all departments, everything from sales and marketing to customer service to product R&D. Generative AI has accelerated that integration, extended it to many cognitive tasks, and opened up vast new possibilities of further human-machine collaboration and co-creation. Take, for instance, a designer at Autodesk who decides to create a drone. Instead of modifying pre-existing concepts and adjusting for various constraints like weight and propulsion, they input these parameters into the company's AI-enabled software. The software's genetic algorithm produces a vast and dizzying array of new designs that no one has ever seen. Some are more bizarre than others, but all fit the initial constraints. The designer chooses one that will distinguish their drone from the rest and further tweaks the design to fit aesthetic and engineering goals. From the mechanistic to the organic. The power of AI to transform businesses is unprecedented, and yet there's an urgent and growing challenge. Companies are now reaching a crossroads in their use of AI, which we define as systems that extend human capability by sensing, comprehending, acting, learning, and now, with the advent of generative AI, creating. As businesses deploy such systems, from machine learning to computer vision to deep learning and LLMs, some firms will continue to see modest productivity gains over the short run. But those results will eventually stall out. Other companies will be able to attain breakthrough improvements in performance, often by developing game-changing innovations. What accounts for the difference? It has to do with understanding the true nature of AI's impact. In the past, executives focused on using machines to automate specific workflow processes. Traditionally, these processes were linear, stepwise, sequential, standardized, repeatable, and measurable over the years they've been optimized through various time and motion analyses. Think of manufacturing assembly lines. But performance gains from that approach have recently been leveling off as companies wring the last bits of efficiencies from mechanistic automation. Now, to continue exploiting the full potential of AI technologies, many leading companies have begun to embrace a new view of business processes as more fluid and adaptive. In essence, they're moving beyond static, sequential processes toward the idea of organic teams that partner humans with advanced AI systems. This collaboration between workers and smart machines is leading to the reinvention of many traditional processes. As BMW and Mercedes-Benz have experienced, rigid assembly lines are giving way to flexible teams of employees working closely alongside robots. Moreover, these novel types of teams can continuously adapt on the fly to new data and market conditions. They are enabling companies to actually reimagine various work processes. The third wave. The key to understanding AI's impact is how it radically changes how work gets done, leading to transformation of business processes. A widespread misconception is that AI systems will gradually replace humans in one industry after another. Self-driving vehicles, for example, will one day replace taxi, delivery, and truck drivers. Generative AI will gobble up the work of content creators, designers, and even computer coders. But what we've found in our research is that although AI can be deployed to automate certain tasks, the technology's greater power is in complementing and augmenting human capabilities. In claims processing, for example, AI isn't replacing the need for humans. Instead, it's doing the tedious grunt work, collecting data and doing a preliminary analysis, freeing human claims processors to focus on resolving complex cases. In essence, machines are doing what they do best, performing repetitive tasks, analyzing huge data sets, and handling routine cases. Humans are doing what they do best, resolving ambiguous information, exercising judgment in difficult cases, and dealing with dissatisfied customers. And with generative AI, machines and humans working together are achieving results that are superior to what either could achieve alone. This kind of emerging symbiosis between man and machine is unlocking what we have called the third wave of business transformation. To see how we got there, it helps to understand some historical context. The first wave of business transformation involved standardized processes. This era was ushered in by Henry Ford, who deconstructed the manufacture of automobiles so that they could be made on an assembly line. Each of those steps in that overall process could then be measured, optimized, and standardized to achieve considerable gains in efficiencies. The second wave consisted of automated processes. This era emerged in the 1970s and peaked in the 1990s with the business process reengineering movement, thanks to advances in information technology, IT. Desktop computers, large databases, and software that automated various back-office tasks. Among other companies, retailers like Walmart rode this wave to become worldwide powerhouses. Other firms were able to reinvent themselves. UPS, for example, transformed itself from a package delivery service to a global logistics company. Now, the third wave involves adaptive processes, as organizations reimagine work in the age of AI. This third era, building on the previous two, will be more dramatic than the earlier revolutions enabled by assembly lines and digital computers. AI, including the latest advances in generative AI, will usher in entirely new innovative ways of doing business and greatly enlarge the number of workers with access to one of the most powerful technologies to appear in our lifetime. As we will discuss throughout this book, the leading firms in many industries are now reimagining their processes to be more flexible, faster, and adaptable to the behaviors, preferences, and needs of their workers at a given moment. This adaptive capability is being driven by real-time data rather than by an a priori sequence of steps, co-creation rather than competition with AI for jobs, and human plus machine rather than human versus machine. The paradox is that although these processes are not standardized or routine, they can repeatedly deliver better outcomes. In fact, leading organizations harnessing the power of symbiotic collaborations between humans and machines have been able to bring market individualized products and services, as opposed to the mass-produced goods of the past, as well as deliver profitable outcomes and higher levels of productivity. In fact, early research indicates that generative AI has already provided a bigger productivity boost for lower performers, helping them catch up with the most productive workers. And as generative AI increasingly puts digital assistants at the disposal of thousands of employees, human-machine collaboration will become a way of life, adapting and evolving with the business. Think like Waze. To help illustrate the profound difference between the old process thinking and the new, consider the history of GPS navigation. The first online maps were largely just a digital version of their paper counterparts. But soon, GPS navigation devices changed how we used maps, giving us directions after entering a destination. Even that, though, was still a fairly static process. Now, mobile map apps like Waze are taking advantage of real-time user data about drivers' locations and speeds, as well as crowdsourced information about traffic jams, accidents, and other obstructions to create the perfect map in real time. All that data enables the system to update directions en route so that, if necessary, it can reroute drivers mid-course to minimize any possible delays. Whereas the old approach with GPS simply digitized a static paper map route, Waze has combined AI algorithms and real-time data to create living, dynamic, optimized maps that can get people to their destinations as quickly as possible. Business approaches that use AI merely for automating existing static processes are like the early GPS navigation devices. Whereas the current era of symbiotic collaborations between humans and machines are like Waze, in that those traditional processes are being completely reimagined. Filling the missing middle. Unfortunately, popular culture has long promoted a man versus machine view. Think of movies such as 2001, A Space Odyssey, the Terminator series, and recently The Creator, with the signature line, "We should never have let AI out of the box." The idea of intelligent machines as a potential threat to mankind has long history and has resulted in many executives adopting a somewhat similar perspective, thinking exclusively of machines as threatening to replace humans. But that view isn't only woefully misguided, it's also perniciously short-sighted. The simple truth is that machines are not taking over the world, nor are they obviating the need for humans in the workplace. In this current era of business process transformation, AI systems are not replacing us wholesale. Rather, they are amplifying our skills and collaborating with us to achieve productivity gains that have previously been impossible. As we will discuss in this book, the third wave has created a huge, dynamic, and diverse space in which humans and machines collaborate to fill the missing middle. In the missing middle, humans work with smart machines to exploit what each party does best. Humans, for example, are needed to develop, train, and manage various AI applications. In doing so, they're enabling those systems to function as true collaborative partners. For their part, machines in the missing middle are helping people to punch above their weight, providing them with superhuman capabilities, such as the ability to process and analyze copious amounts of data from myriad sources in real time. Machines are augmenting human capabilities. And together, humans and machines are co-creating previously unimaginable innovations, processes, and advances in AI itself. In the missing middle, humans and machines aren't adversaries fighting for each other's jobs. Instead, they're symbiotic partners, each pushing the other to higher levels of performance. Moreover, in the missing middle, companies can reimagine their business processes to take advantage of collaborative teams of humans working alongside machines. It's not just digital companies that are exploiting the missing middle. Rio Tinto, the global mining conglomerate, is a case in point. The company is using AI to manage its vast fleet of machinery, autonomous drills, excavators, earth movers, and so on, from a central control facility. This has freed human operators from working in dangerous mining conditions, and enabled Rio Tinto's team of data analysts to analyze information from sensors on the remote equipment to uncover valuable insights for helping the firm manage its fleet more efficiently and safely. As companies deploy AI and address the missing middle, they must also consider the various ethical, moral, and legal issues associated with the AI systems that their organizations deploy. That means adopting a comprehensive, responsible AI approach, a major theme throughout this book and a key requirement for success in the missing middle. Who will win, and what's in this book? As we mentioned earlier, in the current era of adaptive processes, the fundamental rules by which organizations are run are being rewritten daily, as leaders and managers in all kinds of enterprises begin to reimagine their business processes and rethink the basic relationship between employees and machines. They must understand those rules and execute them. That's why we wrote this book. To give people who are thinking about their organization, their team, or their career the knowledge they need that will separate leaders from laggards in the new age of AI. In Part 1, we examine the current state of AI in companies. We begin with what executives need to know about generative AI. In subsequent chapters, we illustrate how organizations are currently deploying AI in different functions: the shop floor, back office, R&D, marketing, and sales. A key lesson here is that companies can't expect to benefit from human-machine collaborations without first laying the proper groundwork. Again, those companies that are using machines with a narrow view to replace humans will eventually stall, whereas those that think of innovative ways for machines to augment humans will become the leaders of their industries. Chapter 1 lays the groundwork for all that follows by providing a primer on generative AI for executives and putting it in the context of the diagnostic and predictive AI that preceded it. Companies aren't going to jettison their existing and projected investments in previous generations of AI, technologies that, along with generative AI, will continue to play critical roles in filling the missing middle. In Chapter 1, you will also encounter foundation models from which the latest class of generative AI applications has emerged. You'll learn what to consider when deciding whether to buy foundation models off the shelf, boost them by customizing them with your own data, or build them from the ground up. You'll also learn how leading companies will operate at two speeds, balancing no-regrets bets on low-risk generative AI projects with strategic bets of the kind required to seize or maintain industry leadership. And you'll find the steps you can take to get started, how to reimagine processes and make sure your data, your people, and your enterprise are ready for the reinvention of work. Chapter 2 describes how AI-enabled processes throughout manufacturing and industrial environments are freeing up human potential. General Motors, for example, is using cloud computing and generative design overseen by human engineers to develop lighter and stronger vehicle components. General Electric has been building digital twins of its deployed products, like the turbine blades on a jet engine. The company bases these virtual models on the current conditions of real machinery, enabling it to improve operations, as well as predict breakdowns before they occur, thus fundamentally changing how it maintains commercial equipment and refocusing maintenance personnel on higher-level tasks. Chapter 3 focuses on AI in corporate functions. Here, AI technology can help filter and analyze streams of information from a variety of sources and enable the automation of tedious, repetitive tasks, as well as the augmentation of human skills and expertise. At a major global bank, a full suite of advanced analytics tools for anti-money laundering detection, including machine learning algorithms, has reduced false positive alerts by as much as 30%, allowing staffers more time to investigate cases requiring human judgment and compliance expertise. Chapter 4 describes how companies are using AI in research and development. In each major step of the R&D process, observation, hypothesis generation, experiment design, and result analysis, AI technologies can lead to increased efficiencies and markedly improved outcomes. Thanks to multiple generative AI models and DeepMind's AlphaFold 2 predictor of protein structures, In Silico Medicine synthesized a potential drug to treat the most common type of liver cancer in just 30 days, a process that typically would have taken as long as 10 years. In Chapter 5, we turn to the marketing and sales function and describe how the impact of AI has been just as great, if not more so, as in other business functions. CarMax, the largest used car retailer in the United States, used a pre-trained GPT-3 model to synthesize more than 100,000 customer reviews for every vehicle the company sells and generate 5,000 helpful, easy-to-read summaries for potential car buyers, enabling the company's content creators to focus on more creative tasks. In Part 2, we explore the missing middle and provide an executive guide for overhauling and reimagining the traditional notions of work. To exploit the full power of AI, companies must fill that gap by considering new employee roles, by establishing novel types of working relationships between humans and machines, by changing traditional concepts of management, and by overhauling their very concept of work itself. Chapter 6 describes how machine learning, when integrated into processes, will lead to a variety of brand new jobs. Specifically, employees will be needed to design and train algorithms, to explain the algorithms used, and to do so in a way that sustains the algorithms within a process. One such new role is that of machine relations managers, who will be similar to human resource managers, except they will oversee AI systems instead of human workers. They will be responsible for regularly conducting performance reviews of a company's AI systems. They will promote those systems that perform well, replicating variants and deploying them to other parts of the organization. Those systems with poor performance will be demoted and possibly decommissioned. Generative AI systems will require many to become prompt engineers, tasked with optimizing the putting of questions to the technology in a way that elicits the most useful responses. In Chapter 7, we describe how people are achieving huge performance boosts by working with AI technologies that dramatically improve their human capabilities and that amplify, interact with, and embody new human potential. In a sense, this chapter is the flip side of Chapter 6, in which we discussed how humans are helping machines to extend and amplify their capabilities. These new types of human-machine relationships are helping people to punch above their weight by offloading tedious tasks and by enabling them to perform their work faster and more effectively through the expert guidance, advice, and support from AI systems. Chapter 8 takes a hard look at managerial challenges introduced by AI that require different, new responses from management and leadership. A huge question here is, what steps must management take to facilitate reimagining processes? Specifically, management must support 5 crucial activities, including an emphasis on structured experimentation and cultivating a powerful digital core. Finally, we explore the future of work itself in Chapter 9, specifically as human-machine collaborations become increasingly prevalent. Companies will need to hire for and develop 8 new fusion skills: intelligent interrogation, knowing how best to ask an AI assistant questions across levels of abstraction to get the insights you need. Bot-based empowerment. People collaborating with intelligent assistants to punch above their weight at work. Reciprocal apprenticing. Teaching AI assistants new skills while also undergoing on-the-job training to work well within AI-enhanced processes. Holistic melding. Developing mental models of AI agents that improve collaborative outcomes. Rehumanizing time. Reimagining business processes to amplify the time available for distinctly human tasks and learning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?